We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Moriello, who woke up early. Normally doesn't wake up until midnight. He's in producing with the legendary Ryan Hickey. John Fast just delivered another award-winning update. He'll bring us up to date on all the scores and headlines here in about 27 minutes. We'll get to the NFL draft. Nobody's talked about that today on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to the NBA playoffs and the state of the NBA. Because I've had it with all the whining. And it goes back to watching this CBS 60 Minutes TV side interview. And it's LeBron. It's that's all, folks, from Davis in his final game in New Orleans. It's Durant. It's Westbrook. Unbelievable talent. But there seems to be a lot of whining in sports. And I know I may whine at times for a living on CBS Sports Radio and also my statewide afternoon show in Michigan. But, man, if I'm at the top of my profession, okay, and the NBA right now, and I don't know if it's a reflection of society, right? Young kids, my kids complain. Get at 11, 12, 13, 18, 20. I'm not going to be the old guy saying, get off my lawn. But right now with the NBA, and it's complaining to the officials. And also, who changed this official's gear? It looks like they're wearing flood sweats and oversized shirts now. It looks like me trying to dress my kids. Hey, guys, the bus is coming. Just grab anything. Oh, wait a minute. Those fit you last year? They look okay. I was watching the Bucks and the Pistons. And by the way, nobody's beating the Bucks. Nobody. In a series. This year. Nobody. Nobody is beating the Bucks. They got it all. They play defense. They can run you out of the gym. They got the G-man. They're well-coached. They're disciplined. They have length. They will not lose a series. I'm not saying they're going to lose any games. They're not. They combine defense with offense, and I don't think there's anybody in the playoffs right now left in the NBA that does that. So we'll get into that later. But the whining, and this is why I really like Milwaukee. They don't whine. Tell me another team that Spurs don't whine with Popovich. Popovich will whine. You know, he'll get political. Which, by the way, I'll get political later with a huge opinion on this Kate Smith and the Yankees and the Flyers dropping her anthem. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Major League Baseball and the Yankees didn't have a black player until 1955, but they're going to go after a woman who was on stage or singing back in the 30s. Yeah, the songs were racially insensitive, but you know what? America was racially insensitive in the 30s. And baseball, until Jackie Robinson took all the heat in 1947. The hypocrisy in sports in America drives me bonkers. Sports, politics, life, media coverage, it just kills me. And I'm not on one side of the political aisle or the other. You do things because you got two complaints. You do things because you're worried. You know what? People can see that on YouTube. You're worried about what others think instead of doing the right thing. And if we want to start rattling skeletons in the closet, when you look at professional sports in America and how racist those sports were. Oh, yeah, Rupp Arena. How'd that work for Texas Western in 1966? And Adolf using the N-word describing the other team that was starting five black guys for the first time. I can go down the laundry list. But going after a national anthem or God Bless America or a song sung at a ballpark because of something that happened in the 30s, and you know what? Then shut down the Yankees and shut down the Flyers. It took until, what, the 70s? Until the Flyers had a black player? Gosh, it just kills me. You look for something you can go after to show that we're not racist. So I'll deliver that opinion later. I was telling Hickey, I want to get into, we got the draft, and I love Kyler Murray. I really do. I think he's going to be the next Pat Mahomes. I may not be Mike Mayock, but I am wondering, by breaking down the draft, like Mayock's ascent to being a GM now with Gruden, and Gruden hasn't done squat since the Super Bowl, okay? I'm not sold that Chucky's going to turn around the Raiders. He's getting $10 million a year for 10 years. And the thing about sending the scouts home, I think they probably have already done their work. And they're worried about leaks. And when you look at this draft, it's so deep. It really is. So I wanted to begin talking about that. Then the NBA players, and I watched this 60 Minutes piece, and watching the Warriors sit there like, somebody was taking them away from their precious time to do an interview about what makes, with John Wertheim from CBS, who's a good broadcaster, on what makes the Warriors champions. And just their, including Steph, the attitude in that interview. And Durant, I don't know where this guy got angry after leaving Oklahoma City. I don't know. And again, the Warriors just look like they can come back and they can get it together, and the other side is they're just waiting for everything to implode. And I will say that Cousins to the mix, I don't think it elevated the Warriors. It created another guy who wants the rock. And again, when you win, you change. When you become famous, you change. When you become rich, you change. I know people say, I'll never change. Now, you do, okay? You will. And then you hope you get centered. Not necessarily everybody has to be humble, but you hope you get centered. In the NBA, from LeBron this year, there has been more whining. And I'm trying to look through the NBA. And like I said, I like the G-Man. I like Blake Griffin. He's been a warrior through injuries and everything with the Detroit Pistons, and I get to follow them statewide on my weekday show. But the old school, the tough guys. Did Michael complain? Was Magic a whiner? Shaq, Kobe, maybe to the officials, he get the calls, right? But look at these guys right now. And it really turns me off on watching the playoffs. Because whether they're whining at each other, and Westbrook and Paul George and what they did in the media, are you guys 11? It's like me telling my 11 and 12-year-old, come on. And it's a different world today. It is a completely different world. And I think it's a bad look for the NBA. The Kyrie thing, oh my Lord, how much more? Go tell me about flat earth. So I'd like to know the all NBA non-whining team. That's one thing I want to do today. The all NBA, I love these guys, non-whining team. Five guys. They can be similar positions. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also Hickey, Moriello, they're back at CBS Sports Radio. I'll get into the draft. Who will be the biggest star? Starting with the first round on Thursday. And who will be the biggest flop? And then I'll get your feedback, and you'll hear my huge opinion later on the Kate Smith, God Bless America controversy. Oh, the Yankees, oh, we got complaints. And the Flyers. Okay, you're gonna drape a tarp or whatever over a statue of her, then drape it over your whole franchise that it took you until the 70s to get a black player. And the Yankees, it took you 8 years, almost 8 years after Jackie Robinson to have a black player, Elston Howard. Then let's drape everything over your stadium. Gosh, I really get fired up on this hypocrisy. I really do. Because it's embarrassing what America was like. And I know there are pockets, and not this entire country, as, you know, Kaepernick wanted to portray, and that was my issue with him. Can't broad brush everybody in America because you love the flag or you're white. You can't do that. Or you're a police officer. Can't do that. But when you step back, if you want to point at Kate Smith and say because she sung some, you know, show tunes or that were racist, and yeah, I've read the lyrics, it's horrible, okay? But there's a black actor who sung them. I think Paul Roberson, if I'm saying that name right, or Roberson. And you think about, I'm just doing sports. I'm not even getting into the day-to-day living in America. That it took until the 60s to have the right to vote. It just kills me, this Kate Smith thing. Why? Because it gets headlines and you look like you care and you're racially sensitive now? Really? And the Yankees, and why don't you follow right with Jackie Robinson and add a black guy right there in 47? Don't get me going, because I don't want to do the whole show on this, okay? Because I'm in a good place right now. I went out, round of golf, close to 70 degrees here on the west side of Michigan. Had two amazing shots on the par 3, 17th, and on 18, where I felt like I was Tiger Woods at Augusta, which, by the way, how cool was that story last Sunday? CBS, Jim Nance, Nick Faldo, that production crew, bravo. Earl Woods, Tiger hugging him after winning the Masters for the first time, and then his son, Charlie. I get goosebumps. It's amazing, his journey. It is. I'll just think if he could, you know, with the new schedule, PGA now in May, U.S. Open in June at Pebble Beach, and the British Open, Tiger gets a Grand Slam. I love it. Now, that was one of the coolest things ever in sports. So we got Tiger, and I'm digging that story. We have the all-NBA non-whining team, your top five. And then don't worry, I'm not going to get into it right now. I'll get into the Kate Smith national anthem hypocrisy coming up later. But I do want you to join us live. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Hickey Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. John Fass will have another update here in less than 8 minutes. First huge question of the night, and I've had it with the whiners in the NBA. Your starting five, all non-whiner NBA all-star team. You know, I went through the list and finding... Even though I didn't like Steph's attitude in the 60 Minutes interview, I'll still put him in there, right? I love the G-Man. You start going through a list, it's tough. It really is. And I like Oladipo and Indy, right? It's tough to get to five right now. It's amazing. You know, when LeBron is, you know, he's the example. He is the best player on the planet. And what he's done in L.A. is just, I've knocked it down six or seven notches off the court and even on the court at times. So you tell me, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook, NFL Draft, who will be the biggest star? Who will be the biggest bust? And that usually comes from round one, which will be on Thursday night in Nashville. You can join in on that, and then I'll deliver the huge opinion of the weekend on the Kate Smith controversy and God Bless America. And oh, my God, she sung some racist songs in the 30s, but, oh, yeah, baseball and hockey were so racially open in the 30s. I'm trying not to let this dominate the show. I am. Let's go out to the audience, Will in Cleveland. Appreciate your patience. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
My man. Well, in general, about the subject you just spoke about, the racially, the context of that, I guess the National Anthem in general, God Bless America in general, those are some racially charged songs if you really comb through them. And it's kind of like the Indians. I'm from Cleveland, so the Indians, we kind of phase that out, and I understand that. So those things I understand, but as far as attacking somebody that did something back then, that is a little bit rough. I'm on a fence about some of the stuff because I love Chief Wahoo as a mascot. So, you know, things like that, I'm on a fence about myself, but right is right and wrong is wrong. And I do see, I see what you're saying, that they're on that soapbox for some reason. So I'm on a fence about that.
You know, well, I want to ask you this, buddy, if you're like me. I'm more concerned about people being denied things because of the color of their skin rather than someone singing a show tune.
Right.
You get my, my drift?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because I went to karaoke and sang R. Kelly on several occasions.
Well, you better shut that down right now, Will.
Yeah, you can't do that no more.
No, you better call the karaoke bar and say remove that from the playlist.
Everybody loves I believe I can fly. You can't sing it no more.
Yeah, you can change the words to that, but there's no reason at karaoke night.
But yeah, as far as the players that don't cry. Donovan Mitchell, I don't think he's a big crier when I ever see him play. He's pretty about his business.
Amen. He's on my list too. Him, I love him. Oladipo, I love those guys. G-Man in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Lillard. I like how he goes about his business. He's not Klay Thompson. Out of all those crybabies on that team, Klay Thompson seems to be the least of the crybabies.
Amen.
Isn't a crybaby.
Amen. He's on my list too.
Obviously Kawhi and then Horford. Horford is really pretty quiet, and Kawhi is quiet. I mean, Kawhi had the issue going on with the Spurs, but beyond that, on the court, you never really hear nothing from him. Yeah, and Sam Adams. Sam, the OKC Thunder center.
Adams. Yeah, right. Yeah, Adams.
Yeah.
All right, well, buddy, hey, thank you so much for the call, Will. Appreciate listening on 92.3. Thank you, my man. I love Cleveland Browns. They're going to go 16-0. Like I said last week, I didn't say that. Somebody on TV did. They need some leadership. You know, Ravens and Steelers still have guys who have been there in big games. That's just their division, let alone the Patriots. And I saw that schedule come out. Oh, my Lord, did the NFL just set them up for 13-3 again? Wow. A 12-4. And like I said, my son Ace is, because he loves Brady, he loves Gronk, and he's been a Patriots fan all his life. He's 12. And then I try and take him every time the Patriots are close in the Midwest to a game, at least one or two a year. And, man, he looked at that schedule and we played the win-loss game, which everybody does. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Why not? And I have no issue with it because I love the Patriots, okay? I love Brady. It's 12-4 minimum. It really is, that schedule. Speaking of the Patriots, let's go to Charlie in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Charlie.
I'm going with the non-whiners. I appreciate my man, the last guy who called, showing that Al Horford is such a silent but great and important presence on the Celtics. But I didn't include him in my list. Also, I didn't include Steph Curry on my list because of what you said before, but he probably would be on there. So I went with Giannis because he's awesome. And then I went with Kimba Walker.
Yes.
Devin Booker.
Yes, another guys who just go out there and ball.
Yep. You could either go Jason Tatum or Luka Doncic.
Yeah, I don't know if we know enough about Luka yet, and the guy's just a scorer. You know what I mean?
he just seems like he has such a blast playing the game, and he just always has a smile on his face.
So I would too if I'm scoring like 40 a night.
Right. Yeah. Did I say DeMar DeRozan?
No, you didn't. But I would put him in the mix. You know, I love this conversation. And Charlie, thanks for the call in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub. That people are getting my drift. That we're talking the good guys. No one's going to beat Milwaukee. I think the Celtics have, you know, Stevens trying, you know, he's coaching egos and mental states more right now than X's and O's, even though they've looked really good in the Pacers series. So some guys turn it on come playoff time, right? Look at the NHL. Hello, Colorado Avalanche. Hello, Columbus Blue Jackets. Both ones are done in the East and the West. So, yeah, playoff, you know, he rises to the top, and I agree with Clay, and I still love Steph, but a 60 Minutes interview, you know, that's a, they looked like they didn't want to be there, and it just wasn't, to me, it wasn't a good look in my mind. Was that the same night, the 60 Minutes? I don't know if that was the same 60 Minutes interview when they were doing the Game of Thrones, talking about that. Wow. That show I binge watched it last winter, outside of The Sopranos, the best watch. And I'm not in the dragons. I'm not in the Harry Potter. I'm not in the Star Trek. I'm not into that sci-fi. The writing, the acting, the storylines, the plots, away from Sopranos. And I love Billions. I do. Adore Billions. But man, Game of Thrones, you need to binge watch it. I'm not going to do any spoilers or any of that. It is. Breaking Bad was the best binge watch because I didn't binge watch. We didn't, you know, you had some, you know, DVR to a point, but Sopranos, you watched it every Sunday night, right? Or you had to go buy the, you know, the disc set and catch up. But yeah, Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Billions, Band of Brothers, Pacific, HBO, they do some good stuff. So does Showtime with Billions. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Another one I like on Showtime that 50 Cent produced. Oh, that's killing me now. Oh, Power. That's awesome. If you ever want to binge watch something, fantastic.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Tomorrow at 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 Pacific, join CBS Sports Network on the Diamond for some college baseball action with America's favorite battle. Don't miss the Navy Midshipmen host the Army Black Knights on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports, the CBS Sports Network. That is tomorrow, Sunday, 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 Pacific. We do have Hickey and Moriello back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass, another update coming your way in 20 minutes. First huge question of the night. Your starting five for the All-NBA non-whining All-Star team. Guys who just ball and they don't complain. It's interesting to see the audience stepping up on air at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Some tweets coming in. I think Nathan said that his girlfriend Ashley, she's a big fan of the show. Much respect. Happy Saturday, everyone. Also, Daniel Hankins. Comments from Idaho. I could be wrong, but I don't recall hearing C.J. McCollum or Lillard complain. Drew Olin tweets at Saturday Huge. Plenty of NBA superstars don't complain. Giannis, Ben Simmons, Jokic, Gordon Hayward, and Donovan Mitchell. Well, I'm not saying it's everybody, but it seems to be front and center that the whiners are getting the coverage. Josh Carmichael is listening in Montgomery, Alabama. Any comments? Just found you. Thank you for such refreshing sanity. I will keep listening. And the All-NBA non-whining team, brilliant. Thank you, Josh. Oregon Action tweets at Saturday Huge. Damian Lillard is definitely top five non-complainers. Just watch his press conference from last night responding to Westbrook and the childish antics of OKC. Shows respect to the media and the players that talk trash to him. Westbrook, man, that dude, when you talk about ballers and just a triple-double waiting to happen, he has got to grow up. That's it. Kyrie, him, just grow up. Corey O'Brien tweets at Saturday Huge. Listening in New England, I don't have five, but I think DeMar DeRozan and Aldridge are top non-whiners. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Nathan in New Jersey. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? Good evening. How you doing?
How you doing, buddy? What's on your mind?
Hey, that was my tweet about my girlfriend, Ashley. So,
oh, okay. Well, yeah. I appreciate couples. We are a couples-friendly Saturday night sports radio show.
Yeah. So the guy who said, I was going to say DeMar DeRozan, too, for the top five non that don't whine, because DeMar DeRozan just plays his game and goes out every day, and he's one of the best. In my opinion, he's a great shooting guard in the NBA right now, in my opinion, and he just goes out and plays hard every day for the team and doesn't say anything to other teammates, or, I mean, other players from other teams, and he's a respectful player, and he does not complain about anything, so I have him on the list. And I also, the top other five was Damian Lillard I had, and I also had the guy from Stephen Adams. Stephen Adams, I know that he's a little bit, like, crazy, but I don't think, I haven't seen him complain that much, so I would say Stephen Adams, too. That doesn't complain. Do you agree with me that Stephen Adams, I haven't seen anything crazy about him, but everybody thinks Stephen Adams is crazy, but I don't think so. I think he's a team player. What do you think of Stephen Adams that do not want?
All right, well, thank you, Nathan in New Jersey. Appreciate the love on air, and also at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Yeah, I'd put Adams in there. I agree with you. I'm looking at a top 50 list of players going into 2018, 2019. LeBron James, Whiner of the Year, Whiner MVP this year, not career. Kevin Durant, Whiner of the Year co-MVP. Kawhi, I think the dude is just a baller. I do. I like him. Anthony Davis, I'm sorry. You lost me with the way you handled the exit. Steph, do you get a little cocky? I'm cool with that. I still love Steph. Giannis, he's up there. James Harden, does he whine? I don't know. I like his commercials with Paul, though, the insurance commercials. Westbrook, whiner. Kyrie, case closed. Klay, not a whiner. Lillard, not a whiner. Chris Paul, I don't know. I don't know. Probably had a higher profile than hooking up with Harden in Houston, right? Joel Embiid, he. I don't know. Does he do it on purpose? Paul George, hanging out with Westbrook at that press conference, didn't do a lot for me. Jimmy Butler, oh my Lord, his own teammates. This guy's a whiner. Simmons is maturing. He is. You know, he's a big man who can play the point. He's maturing. You know, Carl Anthony Towns, when you're kind of lost in the shuffle, we don't pick up on you whining. I love Victor Oladipo and everything he does. Same thing with Donovan Mitchell. That guy's a player, C.J. McCollum. I'm with the gentleman from Idaho. Same thing with Devin Booker, with the Suns. Suns with another big pick here. I think they're building something a couple years out. Aldridge just goes to work in the spirit of Tim Duncan in San Antonio. Chris Middleton is another guy that just shows up and goes to work. DeMarcus Cousins, he's maturing. I'll go there. Porzingis, not a lot of whining. John Wall, another player, when healthy, who in my mind goes to work. You know, Draymond, boy, you'll get two sides of him. He'll be a guy that will just go out there and get it done, and then at times you'll go, what are you doing? Bradley Beal, another baller, same thing with DeRozan. I agree with that. Hayward hasn't been the same since the injury. So, and Tatum, I love him. There's another guy that just shows up and goes to work. And, you know, Boston hitting their stride during the playoffs, just like they did last year, will be interesting to see if they can get by Milwaukee. I don't think anybody can beat Milwaukee, including Toronto. Ingram, you know, Jaylen Brown's another guy I love. Tobias Harris, he's not a whiner. He's a baller. Lou Williams, another baller. Nikola Jokic, I'll go baller. Blake Griffin, baller. Kevin Love. You know, do you send residuals to LeBron? Just going through the list here, Steven Adams. Danny, you see what I'm saying? The top-heavy side, that there are a lot of guys who just show up and shoot the rock, pass, rebound, play some defense, and enjoy the game. And LeBron at the top of this list, when your main man is caught up in this soap opera in Los Angeles, it's not a good look for the NBA. It's not. And it's not going to get better in L.A. It's not. Magic running, they can talk, you know. I was listening to a CBS Sports update, I think with John Fass, when I was grabbing a bite to eat after golfing and coming in, that their finalists are like Monty Williams, Lou, and who was their third for the Lakers? And I'm like, that's it? The storied Showtime Lakers? Those are your, the coaches who are lining up to coach the greatest player in the world in LeBron James? Because LeBron's going to pick him. We know the drill. We watched it in Cleveland, and it did work to get them a title. It didn't work the first go-around when he left for the decision in Miami. Eventually, after Dirk humbled him, it worked with D-Wade and Bosch in South Beach. It is not going to happen again in L.A., and when LeBron is leading the charge and the Lakers are this self-implosion, there is no chance that this thing is going to turn around in a year. What, they're going to be a playoff team a year from now? And that's going to be a start that they're going to sell. Hey, you know what, last year we didn't go, this year. No, you have LeBron. To me, if you're not in the Western Conference Finals, you're failing. So you can join in. Give me your all non-whining top five guys that you respect in the NBA today. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Next hour, I also want to introduce the question, who will be the biggest star from the first round with the best NFL career, and who will be the biggest flop? And a lot of that depends on who selects you in that first round on Thursday night in Nashville. I think it will be Kyler Murray. I do. And based on Josh Rosen and how strange that's been, and their highlight video and nothing about Rosen, and Rosen, yeah, I know what's going on, not sure. It's all but done. And with Cliff Kingsbury, there's no way that new coach can live with Rosen. He has to take his guy. He has to run his Red Raider offense, his Air Raider. He has to. What does he have to lose? He looks at Kansas City. He sees a guy that he coached in Mahomes and how it worked. He has to run it. So you tell me, I'm going with Murray, and I'll give you my biggest flop from the first round. It might surprise some of you. So you can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Man, we've had a record hour with tweets rolling in. Derek Carlson from SoCal says, non-whining NBA stars Kawhi, Booker, Aldridge, Gobert, and Fox. Jake Keenan comments, credit to Griffin for gutting it out on a bad knee, but just didn't get enough supporting help against the potent Bucks offense. Hey, Blake Griffin has won me over with his leadership and what he's done since joining the Pistons like 14 months ago. That dude is a baller. He's a warrior. And he's limping around on one leg trying to help his team. And that's old school. That is old school. Blake Griffin, you know, again, the Pistons aren't on anybody's radar. They got hammered by the Bucks, who had seven guys in double figures. They now lead the Pistons 3-0. Man, I'm looking at Philly. I'm looking at Boston. And I'm looking at Toronto, and I don't think there's anybody that can get Milwaukee. They're deep. They play defense. Who's playing defense in the Eastern Conference outside of Milwaukee? Who is playing defense in the Eastern Conference during the playoffs outside of Milwaukee? So more on the NBA, and then I'll need your superstar from round one and your flop in the NFL draft. And in my huge opinion, as promised later, on the Kate Smith God Bless America drama, the Yankees won't play that song anymore. The Flyers won't play it. They've covered up her statue. Oh, my God, she's a racist from her show tunes back in the 30s. Yeah, the hypocrisy of sports in America. My huge opinion later. Man, we got three more hours together. That's awesome. We got Hickey, Moriello, John Fass with an update coming up here in a few moments. Callers online, we'll get to your opinions. You want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'll read more tweets. Huge hour of tweets. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.